Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and it's healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you that life flows. I thank you that health and healing manifest in our bodies today. And we give you the glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap this morning. We're glad they're listening. Praise God. You don't know how many people are listening to us, and there's a lot. Praise God. They're getting the word. Amen. It's a very important thing that we continue putting that podcast out there, blessing them. The word will continue forever. Somebody called me in my family and said, "I just saw you on YouTube." I said, "You saw me on what?" He said, "Yeah, I just saw you on YouTube." And apparently it was posted in 2016, but it was me and my sisters. And then we were singing Dad's song, Jesus the Man. And I think it was a Father's Day thing or something, but it's just interesting that that's forever. It's forever. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be out there. You're always going to be able to find it. His song is going to live on forever. Isn't that awesome? And us singing it is going to be there forever. Amen. So the Word of God never ceases. The Bible says words are what? Eternal. What we say is eternal. So we've got to guard that, huh? We've got to guard our tongue. Guard our tongue. Well, this morning, I keep hearing about this. And so we're going to talk about it. I'm entitling this today, Let It Rain. Let It Rain. So let's go to Joel. Chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Better not. Joel chapter 2, praise God. Now you guys know what I'm talking about when I say let it rain. Wow, you look at Joel chapter 2 and verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy... Remember that one? Woo! Man, that was a long time ago, right? And we had that shofar dude, and he would just blow that shofar. You know. All right, dude. All right. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. Let's start there. It says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain," what? "Faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Now that word month is italicized, so in the first, but in the first month. "The threshing floors shall be full of wheat." Now remember what we talked about last 2 weeks? Overflow. Overflow. And what does he say? The threshing floors shall be full of wheat. And the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. Now that is a sign of prosperity. Amen. Back then. That's a sign of prosperity. So I will restore. Well, there's our word. There's our word restore. Come on. "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten." Your Father God wants to restore what the devil has taken. He wants to restore it. Now, what's the word restore? We talked about that. To bring back to, right? What was before, right? So whatever you've had, God wants to bring back. We talked about how God wants us to build goodly houses and live in them. Amen. That he wants to multiply our flocks. Yes. He wants to multiply us, the things that we've been given. The very things that the devil has taken, he wants to restore. That's right. Now, I'm in for that. See, the devil's taken a lot of things from me. I don't like the devil. And he's, remember what we've talked about. The Bible calls him the most cunning. He's sneaky. He's a snake. He'll come and get what he can when you're not looking. That's why I've been saying, what? Keep your eye out.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep an eye on things. Watch him. Because he's slick. He's slick. Yeah. Amen. All right. He says, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty." How many of you want to eat in plenty? My favorite place is, you know, what's my favorite place? Texas de Brazil, see? Because when you go there, they just keep bringing food. You don't ever have to get up. No, you just flip your little bring food thing, and they bring it. They bring you shish kebab galore. I mean, they just cut it off, put it on your plate. You never get up, and you never realize how bad you feel until you feel bad. Yes, it's a blessing, but not. But it's good. Anyway, it's my favorite place. So we were going to eat in plenty, he said, and we'll be satisfied. We'll be satisfied. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not satisfied. As a considering what the Word of God has for me and what the Word of God has said that is mine, I don't have half of it. I want it. If you got an inheritance from your parents, any of us, you got that inheritance, but they only gave you half, and the other half is just sitting there. You can have it if you want it, but it's just there. You've got to go get it, don't you? You have to go get it. God wants us to go get what is ours. He wants us to go get it. We have to do it by how? By faith. We've got to do it by faith. He wants us to eat plenty and be satisfied. I want to be satisfied. Amen. I want to be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. Yep, he has. He's given me mercy. He's given me grace. He saved my life. I'm not going to hell. He forgives my sin. He's cleansed me from all unrighteousness. I'm free. I mean, he's done righteously with me. Praise God. He says, and my people shall never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. He says that twice. It's important. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. All flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire, pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Five of them did that last Sunday. And the word is clear. They are saved. We didn't save them. We didn't say they were saved. God says they're saved. We're just the going. Amen. And see, God's pouring out. He's pouring out. We're hearing and seeing things now going on in other churches right now where the anointing is coming down upon the place, where the glory cloud has hit the house, where people are falling over and falling out in the spirit, and people are being healed just because they're there. But it's because their faith is out there. You got to understand that. It's not just, hey, I walked in, I got healed. No, you believed for it. Come on. And anything can happen in the glory cloud. Amen.
That's right.
But the former and the latter rain are going to come. Mm-hmm. We've heard about what he just said, the blood moon. Mm-hmm. Haven't we? Haven't we heard how many blood moons there have been now? Yeah. It shows how close the time is.
Amen.
How when's Jesus coming back? I don't know. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. All right, so I don't know. But it's not for me to know. It's just for me to be ready.
That's right.
Amen. It's just for me to be ready. How do I be ready? I just do what he's telling me to do.
Right.
So he wants me to preach on Sundays. So guess what I do? I preach on Sundays. I told Sue, I said, I ain't going today. I said, you're preaching. I ain't going. She said, I'm not going. What are you talking about? I was going to tell you. I said, well, I said it first. So we argued for a while and we're both here. Praise God. No, I'm just kidding. That's why I said I'm just kidding. Right. So listen, what did he say? It's time to rejoice, for God will give you the former rain and the latter rain. But it's time to rejoice. Remember, he wants to restore
Amen.
Unto us all that has been eaten,
That's right.
that has been taken.
Hallelujah.
right? To restore it unto us. He says, I will cause you to eat plenty and be satisfied. Well, I'm not eating too plenty, and I'm still not very satisfied. All right. So he wants us to eat plenty and to be satisfied. Praise God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 5. 2 Chronicles 5. Woo! We'll start in verse 11. It says, and it came to pass when the priests came out of their most holy place, for all the priests who were present had what? Sanctified themselves. They set themselves apart unto God.
That's right.
Unto who? Unto God. The priests did this.
Right.
See, these priests are a little bit different. Well, no, don't do it. All right.
Don't do it.
Almost went out. We'd have had to scrap this one today. They sanctified themselves, it says, without keeping to their own divisions. Listen, we're all different people. We are different people. We are different religions, different churches. Some faith churches are even different than other faith churches. But we get separated when we adhere to our divisions.
Yeah.
Well, you don't believe what I believe, so I don't like you. We can't do that.
No.
Right? We can't do that. Can we come to a common denominator that Jesus is Lord?
Amen.
Then we can communicate.
Amen.
We can commune with one another.
Amen.
Amen? He says, but they without keeping to their divisions, they came together. And the Levites, who were the singers, and all those of Asaph, and the men of Judithan, that guy, with their sons and their brethren, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, harps, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. This is loud. This is going to be a loud party. Right? Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one. They were as one.
Yeah.
See, the priests didn't keep to their divisions. And when the singers, right? What does he say? When the singers and the trumpeters came as one,
Amen.
United, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord. Now here's where they came to one. They were all with one sound and one voice to be heard, making one sound, and this was the sound. Are you ready? For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, this is what they did. This was the phrase. It was like we have it right there, okay? And this is what it says. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And all the instruments, and all the people, and the singers, and the preacher, and the elders, and the deacon, and we're all standing together, and we all say the same thing. Not being divided. Uh-oh, what happens? Oh, you ready? For he is good and his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. Now I'm down for the cloud.
Yeah.
Not the one that we use for the phone. I'm talking about God's cloud. Come on. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now, I want to tell you, this is the house of God.
Hallelujah.
This is his house.
That's right.
Not my house.
That's right.
I don't own this house.
Nope.
I don't want to be exalted in this house.
Nope.
Don't even look at me. You can hear me, but don't look at me.
Okay.
Well, no. But amen? It's not, it says, who is to be exalted here? God Almighty. This is the Lord's house.
Right.
He dwells here. And when we come together as one, for he is good and his mercy endures forever, to make one sound to be heard, not divided,
Amen.
Not looking at one another saying, well, I can't believe she's wearing that. I mean, I know we don't do that here, but there's churches that do that.
Yeah.
Look, I can't believe she's trying to pull that one off.
Yeah.
You know, or what's wrong with his hair, you know.
Yeah.
That when we don't do that, see, because we're family. It's interesting how there's more strife and division in family than there is in friends. It's a sad thing. But see, what does the devil want to do? He wants to divide those who are as one. He wants to divide those who would come together and believe the same thing, hope the same thing. And exactly right. The house divided against itself cannot stand. Now, I thank God that we are not divided in this house. I thank God. And it may be because we don't have enough people to be divided. I don't know. That's not true. It only takes two to be divided. And a husband and wife are pretty good at it. But she knows better. If I say it, it's law. What are you laughing about? All right. So here we see the priests. They were all in one place, weren't they? They set themselves apart unto the Lord God. They sanctified themselves, right? They didn't keep to their divisions. They didn't keep to their agendas. They had one agenda: to come together and praise God. That was the agenda. And that was, in all honesty, it was God's agenda. It's God who gets glory. Just like that dream I had. It's God who gets the glory. I don't know who I was yelling at. I don't know why I was saying it. I said it like five or six times and boop, then I was done. I woke up. But it is God who gets the glory. And when God gets the glory, you get magnified. Do you understand this? You get lifted up. You get exalted.
That's right.
Amen.
You get blessed.
This is where our blessing comes, when God gets glorified. Why do you think Jesus says that He's come to glorify the Father? Why do you think that everything He did was to glorify the Father?
That's right.
Amen. All right. So we see that the priests here, they'd all they came into the holy place to spend time with God. This is why we don't forsake the house. This is why we don't forsake the... The Bible says don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We come to the church. We come to church. Why? Because it's on Sunday. Why? Because it's an hour and a half long. Oh, my Lord! Hour and a half, that's it. And then we go on about our day. But we spend it with God who? First. We put Him where? First. Hallelujah. And once we've done that, man, I tell you what, I remember being a teenager. Now, I wasn't all that good of a teenager. I was a preacher's kid. You know what they say about the PK? God was not first, no. But I'll tell you this, when I would go to church, you know, I was down on one knee, you know, praying, repenting. But when I left, I'll tell you what I felt. Free. I went in bound, but I came out free.
Amen.
I came out feeling better about myself.
Amen.
Why? Because I knew that the Lord cleansed me.
Yes.
I knew that the Lord forgave me.
Yes.
There's nothing like when I do something wrong and it upsets my wife. There's nothing like when she forgives me. There's nothing like it. I got to tell you, those of you that are married, when she forgives me, it sets me free.
Amen.
Oh, honey, what you want me to do? What you need? What you need? Paint the room. I don't want to paint the room, you know. But I sure love you. Oh, man, Lord have mercy. So, but this is what I'm saying. When you come into the house of God and you say, Father, forgive me, you can... No, by the word of God, when you leave, He has forgiven you. He has cleansed you.
Amen.
And you are one, hallelujah, with God Almighty. Amen. They were satisfied and had set themselves apart to be used by God. Now, this is very important. We cannot sit on our anointings.
Amen.
Come on. That our gifts and callings are without reproach. But they are gifts and callings. And who gave them to us? Just like the talents, the story of the talents. Where two of them went and did something with the gifts and the talents that they were given. But one of them was in fear of the master and went and buried it and hid it from him. And then when the master came to settle the books, he said, there you have what is yours. Go dig it up yourself. What are we going to say to God when we stand before Him and He's going to say, what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? Because I gave them to you for a reason. You see, he gave me the gift of preaching. I'm a preacher. I teach and I preach. But he gave me the gift of preaching. Doc Barclay loves that one. I've never heard that one. I'm going to use that one. Yes, you can. Go ahead. I said it three times first, so it's mine. But he gave me that. See, he gave me that anointing to inspire. He gave me that anointing to motivate. Amen. And he gave me that anointing to get a story across to you in a way that you're going to get built up inside and say, I believe that.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? I'm going to put my faith out for that. And it's not me. It's the anointing. But if I wasn't using that and I was using it for something else to make money. See, there's people doing that. Come on. Oh, yeah. See, there's people that are called by God and are anointed by God. And they're kind of playing both realms. And taking that gift and that anointing that God has given them and making a fortune in the music world of the devil. Instead of using that anointing that God gave them to worship and praise Him. And to lead His people into worship. It's hard as a praise and worship leader to lead other people in to worship. To worship God. But that's our job. It's what we're called to do. It's what we're anointed to do. Think about if I was just out there in the world making all kinds of money with my anointing God gave me. Don't think somebody ain't going to stand before God on that one.
Oh, they will.
Or how about those guys that are real good anointed men of God that use it for motivational speaking?
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. That's sickening.
And they don't say God this and Jesus nothing. Huh? It's in trouble. Warning, danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Yeah, amen. Our gifts and our callings have been given to us by God to get five people born again last week. Right? That we preach the gospel in such a way that they'd never heard it that way before and say, I want that. You know what? That's simple. You're right. God loves me. Why? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. So, okay, I want Him. Because He wanted me.
That's right.
I love Him because He first loved me. Okay. Thank you. That simple gospel message that was ministered to them, they grabbed a hold of. Five people now are eternally
Hallelujah.
Saved. They're not going to hell because of you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I will not be here. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not going to stand here if we're not doing that out there.
Amen.
I'm not here to just preach the word.
Right.
We're here to make disciples.
That's right.
Get
Amen.
People saved.
Amen.
Take them out of the hands of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
They, see, right now they're POWs.
Yep.
They are POWs. They are prisoners of war. The devil has them bound. It's our job to get them free. And where we have to go, we go. If we got to go into the camps and get them out of the camps, then that's what we do. But that's it. Because see, we're all, are you ready now? We are all God's kids.
Amen.
We were all created by God.
Amen.
Whether born again or not born again. But God still loves us all.
That's right.
It's our job. To go out, preach that simple message that they can see now. God does love me.
Yeah.
I want Him in my heart.
Amen.
We just got somebody out of jail. We just freed them from a POW camp. I mean, if you can look at it that way and see how important it is. We are at war. I've been telling you this. We're always going to be at war. When we step out, the light shines brighter. The attack comes. Why? Because the enemy can see you even more. But it does not mean that we don't step out. Because
right.
You have no victory if you don't step out.
Right.
You have no victory if you don't step out. And we do not fail.
That's right.
First of all, we don't fail because we don't quit.
Amen.
But we never fail. You know, we figure out how not to do that again.
Right.
How to be victorious the next time we do what we need to do. But we don't fail. You see, we are overcomers, the Bible says. We are victors.
Woo-hoo.
I mean, we're not quitters. We're not failures. We don't faint in the face of adversity.
That's right.
We stand strong. We are very courageous.
Amen.
Why? Well, we got God going before us. We have got angels around us. We've got the name of Jesus is more powerful than any name in this earth. We're at war, but we're protected. We've got the armor of God on us. We've got our two-edged sword. And all we need to know is how to use it. And how do we use it? We speak it. That's how we use the sword. Amen? Why did I get into that? There's another 2 cents for you. Praise God. All of the people who were involved were found of having one mind, having the same goal. Okay, we're having the same goal. Now, this is why we're victorious when we go out in the nursing homes, because we do have one goal. Everyone who goes has one goal, and that is to pray over the sick, let them be healed, and get them born again. All those who are not saved. That's our goal. And I know that everyone that goes, that's your goal as well. Amen? And that's why we're so victorious when we do that. Let's see. Not one of the singers or the musicians were trying to be more important than the next. See, they weren't prideful.
That's right.
They weren't saying, look at me. Amen. Each and every person that went out last week had a goal. Whatever that goal was to get someone born again.
Amen.
Whatever that goal was to get their body healed, right, to get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. They all had one goal, but they didn't want to look more important than the other.
That's right. Amen.
Right? See, the preacher can't do what he's going to do in the nursing home without you. I can't do what I do here without you. I can't be here all week. I can't clean because I'm working. I can't do that, right? I can't do everything by myself. I can't run that stuff back there. These guys are smart. I don't know how to do that. I got to find the power button. That's the hardest part for me. If I find the power button, hey, praise God, I can't turn, I don't know where it's at. Is it supposed to be plugged in like that? I don't know. I'm not a sound and audio and visual guy. That's why God has them.
Amen.
And they're in their call and their anointing and they're doing what they're supposed to do. Right? We're all doing what we're supposed to do because we have one goal.
Amen.
For He is good and His mercy endures forever. See, we have one goal.
Amen.
One mind, one heart. One spirit to be heard. Amen. No one was more important than the next. The key in all of this was that they were one. They were not separate from one another in spirit, mind, or speech. They were not separate in any way. Last week, we were not separate in any way, and we overcame. We kicked the devil's butt. Praise God. I mean, praise God. Thank God for that. I just thank God. They began to make one sound in praising and thanking the Lord. The trumpeters and the priests were all as one. They were all making one sound to be heard. Whether it was the trumpeters going, boop, you know, and the string diggers going, you know, and then the people were going, ha-ha, you know, whatever it was, to get to one thing. And that was, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. That's where their heart was. That's where their spirit was. That's where their mind was. And because they were all there in that same place, boom. The cloud. God showed up.
Hallelujah.
When God shows up, people, good things happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People get delivered, set free, healed, ministered to. Their faith. They hear a word from God. They get revelation and understanding, knowledge. What? I mean, so many things take place.
Amen.
When God shows up. All right. Now, the anointing's on me right now. Our eyes get opened up. We see things. We hear things by the Spirit. Ooh, be careful. They began to make one sound in praising and thanking God. They were speaking of God's goodness. See, this is something we've got to be mindful of all day, every day, throughout the week. Be mindful of our God's goodness. Be mindful of the good things He has done. Remember, it says, remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord your God. Daily remember Him. Remember what He's done. If you can't think of, well, I can't remember what else He did, then thank Him for saving your life.
That's right.
For forgiving your sins.
Hallelujah.
Whatever. But remember Him for His goodness.
That's right.
for His mercy and the fact that they will endure forever without ceasing. His goodness and His mercy will endure forever without ceasing. He will always be good to you. He will always be merciful to you. This is where we, what are we to do then? To be good to others and to be merciful always. Sometimes that ain't easy. I sometimes don't want to give anybody some mercy. Sometimes. But you what? We got to do it. We got to do it. Unless they go more than 70 times 7, and then I will. No, I'm just kidding. How many times He said will we forgive? 7 times? He said no, 70 times 7. In how many days? I'm going to stay in the house. I'm staying in the house. I'm DVRing football. Well, no, because then I don't show them any mercy either. So praise God. All right. We are to be just as our Father is, to be good, to be merciful to people. Amen. When we're good to people and we're merciful to people, what happens? They see God in us. And when they see God in us, what do they want? I want that. I want that. Amen. So we've got to show that to others. Amen. All right. Let's see. As this all took place, the mighty God showed up in a cloud with His awesome glory. And this cloud filled the entire house to the point that the priests could not stand up. They had to sit down. They had to sit down because of that. I'll tell you, after I am done here on Sundays, I am worn out. What pours out of me is everything I've got. I don't hold anything back. I never have. I give you everything I have. Any word that comes, I give it out to you. And it flows, and it flows, and it flows. Right? Amen. Amen. When I get home, leave me alone. I'm going to get my chili, my crackers, and my football, and I'm in my chair. Sundays are that for me. Hallelujah. That's my day of rest. Thank the Lord. All right, we don't have time to keep going. So we're going to... We'll stop right here. all right, so then the priest couldn't stand and minister. So when the power of God will hit our flesh, you'll begin to see how awesome and powerful God is. When his power truly touches your body, your life, you know it.
Amen.
You know it. It from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, inside out, outside in, it will straighten out your day. Amen. But see that we're talking about the most powerful being. He is the Almighty God. The Almighty. Right? See, Almighty. He is the most powerful. He is power.
Amen.
He is power. He speaks and it's in existence.
That's right.
He speaks and it happens. You know, there was somebody else that did that too. Jesus. Yeah. Jesus would speak. Peace be still to the wind and the waves.
That's right.
And guess what it would do? Peace be still.
Oh, yeah.
It'd lay down.
That's right.
You had to row to get back to the show.
Yeah.
Because the wind wasn't going to get you there.
That's right.
We're to be that same way. What we say... Remember what the word says. What you say with your mouth and believe in your heart will come to pass. Not maybe. It will. This is how we got born again.
Amen.
What we said with our mouth, believed in our heart, came to pass. What did we say? Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Amen.
I believe that you died for my sins.
That's right.
I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins. And be Lord of my life.
Amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name. Just that simple prayer got me saved. Born again. Why? Because I believed Jesus died for me. I spoke it. Lord be, or Jesus be my Lord. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. Just that simplicity. I knew. I was changed.
That's right.
I was changed. I was different. I was now eternally alive. Not eternally dead. And that's what we got. See, this is funny how the world is so hooked on zombies. You understand? Now, think about this for a minute. What is a person who's not born again? They're dead.
That's right.
They are the walking dead.
Yeah, they are.
They are eternally damned, the Bible says. They are zombies, eternally dead. They're walking around with no life in them. Why do you think that this world is so attached to this zombie apocalypse? Because they are the zombies. And they don't see it. But guess what? When you're a zombie and there's another zombie, you guys have something to communicate about, don't you? Matter of fact, you feel a lot more comfortable being around someone like you, don't you? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's going on. Interesting, but all right. But the Bible says that we are a new creation.
Amen.
The old thing has passed away. Now all things have become new. See, I was dead.
That's right.
But now I'm alive.
Hallelujah.
There was a sign on the church thing when I was going by, and it said, I traded in my old body for a new one. He was using that very same, you know, I'm not who I used to be. There was another one that said, this one's in Johnstown. It says, what's it say? You should hang out with Jesus sometimes because he hung out for you.
Ooh.
That was pretty cool, huh? Right? I like that one. So, but yeah, amen. I mean, that's neat little tricky stuff. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's cool. But yeah, amen. All right. Well, if you'll stand to your feet, let me bless you. Praise God. Now, come on. What are we going to do when we get back in here next week? We are going to be of one mind, one heart, and one spirit. And say, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, for your cloud. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for forgiveness of our sins. We thank you that we are healed, delivered, set free. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, that this is the most prosperous fellowship of believers in the state of Ohio. We give you glory and honor for it, and all of God's people said, amen. Have a blessed week. Praise God.